Hello, everybody. Welcome to it podcast for It Is Trey.
What's up, guys? It's Best.
Heyo, it's Delphinian. We've got Senzi's on the podcast. Big Papa Senzi.
What's up? Big you already Pop know. Senzi Sundays. Okay. Tune in.
Wait a minute. What?
What?
As we're doing this on the
Tuesday. Shameless plug.
Senzi's.
Okay, so how's everyone doing today? You know, we'll get the questions. Bestie, how you doing?
Good, chilling, tired.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm quite well. I'm just vibing, tired. Oh. Real quick, Toasty says the guy in the top right looks like my school tutor, which I guess is Senzi.
Nice. Yeah, that's a couple people.
This is legit.
Oh, fuck.
I'm a tutor on the side.
That was funny. I couldn't say that with a straight face.
Jesus Christ.
All good.
All right. Senzi's, how are you doing, my guy?
I'm doing good, bro.
How's life been, bro?
Honestly, kind of bumpy, not even going to lie, bro.
I feel that.
Yeah, it's been pretty bumpy.
I understand, bro. Alrighty, boys. Let's get into this shit.
Yeah. So we're gonna start the day off with a pretty easy question. What's everybody's favorite food?
Ooh.
Everybody's favorite food. What's that food that gets you going at night? It's
the
3 a.m. and
butters
you're like wasted and you're just like, yeah. Yes.
So
please.
With me, I feel like I have different foods for like my moods. And yes, if I'm wasted, then.
That's
that'd
fair.
Be a whole different food. My favorite food is sushi, though, for sure.
Okay.
I love it. Just the rolls, everything. At the restaurant, I like, you know, the actual, like, sashimi and shit like that. But definitely sushi for me.
That's cool.
Lasagna. Okay. Lasagna and fucking burritos. Through and goddamn through.
Lasagna burritos?
No, lasagna. And burritos. Yo, lasagna burritos. Lasagna inside and then like the lasagna wrapped around it.
Nice. Bro, that actually sounds pretty good.
Holy
I straight up made a fucking nacho lasagna the other month that had it had elk, bison, and beef in it. It was so good.
Nice.
That's disgusting. Yo, also obviously for this episode, guys, episode 4, obviously the topic is going to be food. And then interviewing Senzi's in a little special segment for him. That's who we have to make sure. I feel like we put the topic out there
gonna
right
bust
in the beginning.
The,
you
we,
know,
we gonna bust into the food porn section of the chat.
I know, right? That dude, yo, that Happy Chef, he's good. Shout out to Happy Chef.
Yeah.
I've watched a couple of his streams. So professional and like his food.
For real.
I
like he knows what he's doing.
It looks so good. It just I don't want to eat. It looks so good. But yeah, no. In the beginning of the podcast, I feel like we definitely just got to throw the topic out there. Just so people get the idea. I'll make sure to put the topic in the description and stuff, but right away, introduction ourselves, and then just boom, this is the topic, you know? And then if we're interviewing. But yeah, what's everyone else's favorite food? Senzi's?
Mine is definitely Mexican food and like spaghetti.
I don't know.
And Hawaiian barbecue food.
Damn, so yo, I still want to try that, dude.
So it's like barbecue chicken, like Hawaiian barbecue chicken. It's not like, I don't know, it's different. It's different, but kind of the same. It's like a mixed plate of a lot of different cultures.
Yeah, it's
I got you, absolutely. Jaffe, what about you?
Oh, man.
Potatoes.
Probably anything around, like, teriyaki. Something similar. I used to eat it, like, daily for, like, weeks. It was so good.
Jesus. Where's my teriyaki?
All of my money went there.
Nah, but, oh, she texted me.
Kid's living in a box, but he's still got his little teriyaki bento box. He's living out the bento box. Jesus Christ.
I've got like a can out on the street. And, like, I've just got this little fort made of like takeout boxes.
The sign says, like, you know how like a homeless guy will say, like, yo, I'm not going to lie, this money's going to be for drugs. But yours is like, yo, not going to lie, but this is for teriyaki.
Yeah, this is for
my addiction.
Well, that's food, right? Like, I would give a guy food, you know, for that.
Yeah.
But. What are you gonna do about it? Sandy, I feel like there's no Hawaiian like type places out here. Like,
I know.
What's it? Poke bowl, bro. That's like the closest thing. I know in Hawaii that's big, right? Where you get the real bowl, like a
pineapple
like,
pizza.
That type of stuff. I saw like
super good.
What's his fucking name? Guy Fiore, he like went to one or something.
Yeah,
it was
dude,
really
poke,
good.
Poke is like that's
closest thing.
When here, I go to Hawaii, that's like my tradition to go get poke first. Like before I even do anything, like I land
has to take a mean shit. Just goes right to the
anything though. Like if I have to like
do they serve it on the plane? Did they serve it on the plane to Hawaii?
No. I wish.
How long was the flight?
Flights sometimes like between 4 hours to 5 hours. Like it could be like it's not
California.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not bad. All right.
Can you stick your dick in a pineapple?
So we got everyone's favorite food. Awesome. All right. Yeah. So what was everyone's deaf? Yeah, get it.
So what was it my grandma? She I guess she was born in like Wisconsin or something like that. But her family was like flying out to Hawaii when she was born. So she ended up moving there right after she was born. And I guess she grew up there like all through like the first like half of her life, pretty much.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah, and she, I guess she learned a lot of the like old like authentic.
Culture.
Yeah, like all the meals stuff and all that stuff, and she used to make it for me when I was really little. I forget what they were or like what the names were, but I remember it being really good.
That's awesome.
That's probably why you like teriyaki so much.
Exactly.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what's everybody's worst restaurant experience? I guess we should go on to a little darker note here.
Dark.
My kid threw up on my table.
Darker note.
And on my food one time.
Sorry, what?
Some kid threw up on my table and on my food one time.
Oh, jeez. Where was this?
Is it like a Red Lobster or something?
Oh, God. I feel like I have so many funny and like the worst restaurant experiences where like I can't even. I'm just going to say one. It was not even the worst, just maybe the funniest, but slash like grossest. Like, mm-hmm. It was my favorite Japanese place, right? Speaking of sushi, too, favorite food. So it's good this month. My favorite place. They closed down now, actually. I've been so sad. But my favorite place for my birthday, it was like me, my mom, my stepdad, my sister. Shout out to my sister, too, for this one because it's going to be about her. We're going, and my sister used to have the stomach thing where, like, anything would just flip her off and she'd throw up. Like, she'd be nauseous. Yeah. And, like, we're going. I don't know what it was that time, but we're going, and, like, we're there sitting down eating and everything. Out of nowhere, just boom. It's coming. Like, that's it. Nothing's going to stop it. She just has that look. Literally throws up in a fucking glass cup. Fills up the glass cup. It's like a volcano coming out of the cup. All over the table. Ruined the whole food.
Are we talking like pint glass? Or are we talking champagne glass? Or like
a...
Trying to paint an image here.
Kind of like a pint glass setup. Just full in like a matter of seconds. My mom screaming, you ruined it. Like ripping her, taking her to the bathroom. My sister throws up again, slips in it.
Oh, shit.
All over all over her jacket, the floor. Everyone's screaming. The Japanese people are running all around the restaurant screaming. There's like a fucking fire, bro. It's bad. It was that was probably just like my worst, like kind of just ruined my birthday dinner at my enough favorite place. So that's got to be mine right now. But I do have a lot.
Jeez.
My worst, I think, is I have so many because I'm working.
We'll hear them. We got a segment where you can talk about workplace stories there. So.
But outside of my restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you actually.
Can't think of one. Because I have so many, dude. Like, I can't think of any, honestly. I just have so many. But it's not like yours best.
Yeah, that was...
That's icing on the cake right there.
Yeah, that's some bad stuff going on there.
Mine isn't too bad. It's just like... Yeah.
I don't know. Steph, what about you?
Oh, God. So me and my dad, one day, we were just driving down the road. We're fucking, like, starving. We haven't eaten anything in, like, just a minute. And we're looking for some food to eat, and we're, like, craving teriyaki because we both really like it.
Of course.
And we're getting off the highway just at some random exit. And there's this teriyaki shop there, and they're open, surprisingly. It's on a Sunday, so, like, most of the normal places were closed.
Teriyaki
they're all closed on Sundays. So we park at this place, we go inside, and we ignore all the signs. There is, like, the whole place looks completely unfinished. It looks so run down. Like they didn't, all the like walls was just like basic drywall pretty much. Like the flooring was just covered in shit.
How did you not?
I can see not like literal shit, but just like stuff everywhere. I can see in the kitchen in the back, and it looked really like grimy and stuff. But we were just fucking hungry, so we ordered anyways. Guy takes like 40 minutes, and literally just like the only thing I saw him do the whole time was just throw the chicken on the grill real quick, and then like it sounded like I heard a microwave in the background probably for the rice. We end up getting our food, we eat it, we're driving home. Like 10 minutes later, I'm vomiting out the fucking window, and my dad's like needing to pull over. I've never had worse food in my life from a place.
That's bad. Oh my god.
That hurt so fucking much. I got food poisoning.
Jesus.
Story.
Tell us.
Okay, so it's not the worst experience, but it was like super sketch.
Oh god.
So I was in Mexico, and we went to this
Here we fucking go.
So I went to this it wasn't a taco shop. It was I can't think of the word. It's a seafood place. I forgot what they call
it. Like a surf and turf?
No. It's a Mexican word. I don't know. We went to this seafood restaurant.
Mendejo?
And then a what?
Oh, Mendejo?
No. There was two tables that was set up kind of outside of the restaurant because I guess, I don't know, it was reserved. So we went to our seat, and then there was like a mariachi band that's playing.
Oh, nice.
And, of course.
And then there was like two cars deep of like Mexican car. I think, dude, I'm 100% they were cartel, bro. Like 100%
at the fish shop.
Cartel. Yeah. So that was theirs. So then were in the middle of playing at a table, the mariachi band. And then as soon as it came, bro, they like finished, they didn't even say, "Oh, I'm gonna go over there." They went straight to the table and started playing for them, bro. They had like as soon as they sat, they had like drinks, they had everything set already.
Ready, bro.
So, yeah, and then it was so sketchy because I tried not looking, and then I locked eyes with one of them. I was like, fuck.
He blew you a kiss?
No, I was like, bro, let me just focus on eating.
Let me not get killed, you know? Let me not be sober for some cocaine.
You could tell I was foreign. Like, I did not belong there. You could tell I was tourist, so. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to cause any scenes.
What, on the news?
Yeah,
local Hawaiian restaurant owner gets kidnapped in Mexico with a bunch of cartel. Butthole raped and chopped up. Sent back to his family.
That was probably one of the sketchiest times I was doing. That was too sketchy.
Trey's like lived that or something. Trey, give us your worst restaurant experience.
You see, one time he like got chopped up and raped and
sent back to his fucking like.
It's not rape if you like it.
Oh my god!
USPS like.
Yes, bro.
Prime
yes.
shipping.
Yes, bro. Overnight.
Tell us, Trey, what was your worst restaurant experience other than that terrible experience?
Worst experience.
No, restaurant experience.
No!
Okay. We know you've been through a lot, bro.
It's like, you know, this one time, like, my best friend cheated on me.
Wait, what is that? Wait, what? No, for real?
No, like...
No, he was fucking making fun of me in like our relationship.
It's like my worst experience.
I told you that in confidence, bro. Oh,
thank you for
bro, he tickled my booty hole, and then he went and tickled somebody else's. It's like, bro, what the fuck?
Jesus.
You can't be doing that.
No. All right. Anyway,
God damn it, Trent.
let me think. That's a good experience. Well, I guess I've been hit on by waitresses, and then they find out. Yeah, I want the kids menu. It's like that's the thing.
That was your worst experience.
No. Besides the whole throwing up thing, I guess I shit myself once. At a restaurant.
I need to hear this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, where the fuck were we?
At Red Lobster?
You shit yourself?
No, we weren't at Red Lobster. I think we were like a fucking...
Oh, yeah, there's shit in your pants?
Right now there is. Fuck, what? Where was I? I forgot where I was. Exactly. But we were
probably Chuck E. Cheese or something.
It was it was a family event, and like not a family event, but like the whole family was there. We were just chilling, and I forgot what I got to eat, but I was eating, and like my stomach was growling, and you know, like moving around and shit. I don't know.
Are you sure it wasn't, you weren't hungry? Like,
that's no, like, I was literally stuffing my face full of like everything. And, like, my stomach hurt. And then, I don't know, I went to the bathroom and I went shit. Like, it was solid. And I went back to the place and then I was like, oh, I gotta fart. So, you know, I tried to go like the silent. And then I did. It was still silent, but I shit my pants. And I was too embarrassed to tell anybody because we were about to leave anyway. But I waited until we left the restaurant. And then I got in the car with my grandma and grandpa and said,
so you have a full sack of
So you went to smoke your poor grandparents in the fucking car.
So yo, imagine pulling your pants down.
So I tied my hoodie around my waist to cover it, because I think I was wearing like jeans. I was wearing tan jeans, no cargo pants.
Probably got whitey tighties.
But no, I got home and it was a mess. It was I showered myself off for like an hour or 2 hours straight.
Man, Jesus Christ!
I threw all the clothes away.
Shower. Like,
what's that fucking smell? Grandpa's like, it's probably you. Your dentures. It's probably your fucking dentures.
What is that?
Yo, he makes them fight, bro. They're like fighting the whole way home.
It smells bad. Yes, I can see that shit happening.
Yo, that's something like my grandparents, bro. Like they would do some shit like that. Like I don't know, something about me somehow, and then like I just make them fight. Like
grandpa, I dropped off a care package in my pants. Care package out. Shit.
Bro, that's what you should have said.
Yeah. My grandpa's cool though. He was chilling. He smokes cigars all the time and shit.
Okay, damn.
R.I.P. Bro.
He fucking just drains out the smell with a nice bogue.
Yes.
What's everyone's favorite place to eat other than these terrible experiences?
Wait, can I say one thing? Like,
of course,
one
bro.
Experience, my guy, my grandfather. So we was at a gas station, right? I was chilling in the car. I was getting gas, and there's this really fine looking lady, and then he rolls down the window and he's like, "Excuse me, darling, can you come here?" She's like, "Yes, sir. What do you need?" And he was like, "Is a clean pussy a happy pussy?" I looked at him. She looked at him and said, "Fuck you," and walked away. I looked at him. I was like, "What the fuck was that?"
What a dog. Jesus
exactly.
Christ.
Exactly.
That is. Wow.
I'm a little nervous.
Just thinking about it.
I'm not
it
going
yet.
To a gas station again.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That careful, Trey's dad or Trey's grandpa might like pull up and ask you about your pussy.
He's gonna pull up from heaven. Right? Like, my boy's gonna pull up from heaven. You coming?
You're in a fucking 7-Eleven trying to get some like taquitos or something.
You see a fucking angel come down and be like, "How's like, your pussy?"
Yo, it is 7-Eleven. Like everyone's trying to get their free fucking little slurpy slushy. Grandpa's asking everybody.
Like, he's outside the fucking door with like a sign.
He's a clean pussy, a happy pussy. I need to know.
It was like, well, what the
his favorite. His favorite saying was, "If it smells like cologne, leave it alone. If it smells like fish, yo, you wish."
Wait, what?
If it smells like cologne, leave it alone. No. If it smells like fish, eat all you wish.
Damn, that's
inspirational.
Disgusting.
No, it's inspirational. Yeah, I live by that shit.
All right, there you go. He wakes up every day. That's how you live your life.
Yes, probably.
That's perfect.
All right, so seriously though, what is everyone's like favorite place to eat?
Oh man, back to teriyaki.
Oh my god,
dude, my god.
From it.
Dude, bro, I'm
it's like me with the fucking third segment. You feel me?
There's a place like 2 blocks from my house I've been going to for
years.
Oh
no, he's gonna spend all his money.
When I first started going there, is this really old couple that owned the place, and
they died.
They made such good food. And then their kids inherited it, and it's a little bit worse now, but it's still like the best in town. I love it so much there.
All right, that's awesome. So that's your favorite place. Yeah. What about you, Senzies?
For me, my parents' restaurant.
Oh, nice. Eat there as a kid?
Well, we moved from Hawaii when I was like 11.
Oh.
11. And, yeah, pretty much. Like 7th grade to 12th grade, I would eat that food all the time. So
nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about you, Treyway?
Like an actual restaurant or fast food? Let's go over both. Let's do like for actual food. There's this restaurant. It's a Mexican place. It's called Tacos and Nieves. So fucking good. I guess I'm horchata.
Okay.
It's good shit. But like for fast food for me, Taco Bell.
Okay. Okay. Stay with that.
Yes.
That theme. I got you.
Yes. let's go over everybody's fast food too.
Like, yeah, like mine is. Oh wait, you didn't go best.
Best.
My favorite type of place to eat is like, you know, kind of like a nice like sit down fancy restaurant here. Like New York has so many of those, like Italian or.
Well, yeah.
There are like a lot of Spanish ones and stuff here too, but like the fucking crab legs, the lobster. That's like just my favorite like type of like night out eating. So like I guess my favorite type of restaurant to eat at. That's definitely one of my favorite. Not that's my favorite food, but my favorite fast food, I don't really know. Maybe like Wendy's. Like just straight Wendy's. Like they had those wraps. Did anyone ever used to eat like those chicken wraps that Wendy's had?
Wraps
they got really good, dude. I can't those eat good. Anything else. Nothing's good when I go anymore. Like it's not the same, dude.
Those are so good. Fire.
With the ranch, the lettuce, the cheese, bro. Like how do you get rid of those? They gotta bring them back like they brought spicy nuggets back. I swear.
The only other equivalent would be like, and not even as good, would be like the chicken snack wrap from McDonald's. But that doesn't amount.
Bro, I literally, you know what? 3 years ago, I got like my last stomach ache from McDonald's, kind of like your night out that night. I shit myself. I was like, dude, like I have to stop eating McDonald's. I haven't eaten it since. Like McDonald's, every single time I ate it, was just like hurting my stomach. And I was just like, dude, this can't be good. Yeah, I just stopped eating it. I haven't eaten anything. A fry, I haven't gotten anything from McDonald's.
Understandable. But speaking of shitting themselves, has anybody ever shit themselves?
Absolutely.
Has anybody ever shit themselves after eating Taco Bell?
No.
I haven't. Everybody says that should turn up my stomach.
Especially spicy. I kind of like spicy stuff sometimes. I do too. And like, I think I'm immune to it at this point. Maybe, I think I want to make a chart though. Like, all right, like mark spicy food ate at 5:45 p.m. And then the next time I shit, like really like document it, you know, maybe attach some pictures and stuff and like really start figuring out if it is the cause of like a bad shite.
Somebody has walked into Cindy's room.
Is that a wrench?
Is that
aimed at his head?
Those are forks. Those are forks. I was like, holy shit. She's about to fuck him up.
Food. There we go.
Is that his? That's
this is my wife, guys.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Senzies.
Hey, Kimmy.
Mrs. Senzies.
Mrs. Senzies.
Hey, Kimmy.
Mrs. Senzies.
Mrs. Senzies.
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. So, yeah.
Wonderful lady.
She seems nice. Dude, you're lucky, man. All right. Onwards and upwards, boys. He said that's so reluctant.
Since now, I think we're kind of ready to just straight up interview you, bro. Are you ready?
Yeah. Do we have any more topics?
I don't know. What are we at right now for time?
We got a minute.
We're about 25 minutes in.
Yeah. Okay, we've
for sure, for sure.
Go right into it, right?
We still got like 5 minutes until we hit the 40.
We don't have to be super on time or anything. It's just a general guideline. Okay.
Yeah, fucking hour and what, like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, that was a little, yeah, exactly. I don't want
fucked up the whole schedule and shit. Is my boy Sensi's about to be eating?
What?
Are you about to eat some food?
I'm about to eat some food, guys.
Oh, for the food podcast.
Mukbang,
boys.
Perfect.
Okay, we got to get a, like at the end of this, we got to get a review of your food.
Yes, bro. Oh, all right. All right, so.
We'll cap it off then.
Sensi, what do you do exactly?
What's your job?
What do you do there? Like, what do you do, you know, what would you consider yourself?
Oh, in the restaurant business?
In the restaurant, but yeah, like even now, obviously, because I feel like you would carry that title, right?
Yeah, well, I basically did almost everything, inventory, cooking, bro, like the whole nine.
You ran the place.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you clean the toilets?
I just didn't. Oh, I did.
Oh shit! All right. So you would clean the toilet with your hands and then go ahead and make someone's food.
Of course. Yeah. Give them.
Slap, it's that seasoning.
It's the seasoning.
It's the seasoning of the shit.
Here in New York, I don't know about other states. I know not all states do it, but, you know, they have to do the – well, I'm not even in New York now, but inspections, they'll put, like, an A, a B, a C outside the window. In New York, they say, like, the places with the Bs taste the best because, like, the dirt, you know, sometimes it 100%. Actually flavors the food. That's what I'm saying. I avoid the A places, you know, because to me they're fake. The inspectors come in, they're like, oh, okay, you know, let's do this.
The Bs,
they don't care. Their goal is to make some good food.
I want my food made by somebody that has – the fucking sweat stains. Yep. You feel me?
It's like food trucks.
Yeah. They're always so much better.
Exactly. All right. Now, Ascendies, what got you into that field? I mean, I know it's like a family business, right? Like, is that kind of how it started?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm still kind of interested in the restaurant business, but right now, like, I want to try and do other things because I just want to have experience in what other things I can do. Like, I know I can, I'm pretty sure I know how to run a restaurant. I just don't know, like, the numbers and stuff yet.
Sure, absolutely.
But how to, like, do inventory and all that, I know.
So you kind of want to get out of that business.
Yeah, so right now I'm trying to go into actually joining the union.
Okay.
Yeah.
What union over there?
Like, business management or something?
Well, I'm going to try and join the carpentry union.
Okay, carpentry.
Yeah, so
that's what I know how to do a little bit, you know, from my dad and stuff. Like, that's like my thing. Like, I can't do plumbing, I can't do electric, but on houses, what we do, like, I could put up sheetrock, I could frame out, you know, then it's like,
that's flooring. Because that comes in so clutch, absolutely. And you can do so many things with that.
Okay. But once you buy a house, you could build rooms, bro, everything, you know, it's all carpentry,
exactly.
All carpentry, it's awesome,
yeah. And right now, my parents are in the work of opening another restaurant.
Okay.
Hopefully by February.
We're just waiting on all the licenses and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All that.
It'd be good.
Nice.
Now, it's not in here exactly, but I kind of want to make sure, too, we kind of got to it. But, like, I mean, how did COVID affect the restaurant, too? Because you said opening another one. Like, what happened for you guys? If you want to maybe get into that a little bit. Just
so our landlord was, like,
a lot of people will kind of relate to this in a way, you know?
Yeah. So our landlord was a... She was a, can we swear? She was a bitch.
A thieving bitch.
She was a bitch.
Can we swear? A thieving bitch.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, she was a bitch, dude. Like,
I make sure to mark it explicit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would kind of like harass us of, like paying the bills on time. We had like a hood problem that wasn't really our problem. It was. Like the hood of the restaurant, like,
I literally thought you meant, like, your restaurant was in the hood.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. I didn't
know. No, like, no, there's a thing that's called the hood in a restaurant, and it's
is that where
all the smoke. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay,
so,
I know what you're talking about.
So it creates grease on the top, and then, for us, there was, like, we had somebody repair it, but then... one of their maintenance guys like knocks it like catches the oil. It's like an oil pan and it catches the oil and he knocks it down. Yeah. And it spilled everywhere and she was blaming us. And then like ever since then, she was just been on our case like the whole time. And we've been there for like 12 years.
That's crazy. Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we did everything we could to clean it too. Like, it's not like we ignored it or anything. Excuse me. But like the whole situation when COVID came, basically she didn't want to renew our lease. And we kind of didn't want to too, but we didn't know what to do. So, oh my God, 2020 was probably, it was so bad on our family, dude. Like just because we owned a restaurant, there was just like so many bills that was like stacking, and but it was crazy. Like, I don't want to get
into
it. Yeah, I don't want to get way too into that, but
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, basically, she didn't want to renew our lease, and then she was like kind of harassing us that we have to pay.
Now, excuse me. What type of building was it? If you don't mind, was it just like a storefront you guys rented in a big like shopping center, or like how was the setup?
Yeah, it was like in a shopping center, right? It was like a mini. Is like a
strip mall.
Like a mini
strip
mall. Thing, right?
Strip mall. Yeah.
A bunch of stores, and she owned that whole thing, right?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We have so many of those out here too. So I like trying to get the idea. But
Oh my god! And then. Oh, dude, like, she did so many grimy shit, too.
What's her name?
Her name was, what was her name? Smizer. There we go. Her last name was
Fucking Miser.
All right, bro, she's getting canceled today because of this podcast.
You know what?
Exactly. That bitch is canceled.
Dude, all of our customers
people show up there was shit all over the windows. What?
All of our customers was, like, saying they're gonna boycott the next, like, whoever's next. To be in our place.
Hey, bro.
Oh my god, it's like an orphanage.
No, but they were
it's like a puppy store. Like
they were saying it was gonna be a pizza place, but they ended up not. Yeah, but they ended up not signing. Cause, dude, nobody's gonna. We're probably gonna be the only ones that's in that because it was so small. I don't know. It wasn't worth. How much we were paying.
Absolutely. Like, they'll probably have a hard time getting a renter. You know,
yeah, 100%.
The tenant, she's probably annoying going through leases. I know commercial leases are so much more, like, in-depth than, you know, like, just renting, like, an apartment or something, you know? You got to go over, like, everything. So it's a lot. Insurance.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Now, I mean, what happened, Trey?
You good? Brain aneurysm? Stroke?
Fuck, a little bit. Let's just move on. I don't think I'm okay.
No, that's what I thought we were waiting for you. Now, you didn't really go to college for your job, right? Because it was more just like a family business type of thing.
No, I tried doing college, but I don't know. College is not for me.
So what about like food certificates and like shit like that? Like
I had to do that.
Because I know that's a part of it, like sanitization and shit like that.
Yeah, we had to take that test. No school at all, though. I just learned from my dad. My dad learned from Four Seasons. My mom.
Now, what have they been doing right now, your parents?
Oh. Just trying to get ready for another restaurant.
Okay.
My dad learned from the Four Seasons. You guys know Four Seasons, right? It's like a luxury hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So what, he was a chef there?
He was a chef, in Hawaii. He had a lot of experience there. Because he kind of learned from my uncle. My dad is the youngest brother, I'm pretty sure.
Passed on. Okay.
Yeah, so he learned from all them. And then my mom, she was really into numbers. She worked at a law firm, I think it was.
Oh, so she was kind of the business end of it?
Yeah, and after that, she went into airlines and then, no. Yeah, airlines, and then after that, hotel. Well, at the same time, hotel, and then at the same time, we're doing. They had like four jobs at one time, honestly.
So what?
Yeah, so it was a grind for us to come over here and open a restaurant. So, I hated. I did not want to come here at all.
Really?
Honestly.
Well, at least Hawaii?
Yeah, I didn't want to at all. I was like, I remember the last day, dude, I was like crying on the bus going home, like the last very day. And then everybody was happy because it was like the last day of school for them. But then for me, it was like misery because I won't be, you know, I won't be here for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really liked coming to California. I'm glad I came.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel I know California is kind of expensive too, but Hawaii is like insanely expensive, right? Because like it's an island.
Oh god, dude, you don't even know.
So it's like yeah, right, like imports and stuff, like everything's imported. Yeah,
I think the milk there is like almost $7
for what, like a little thing
1 gallon of milk.
Holy shit.
Dude. They got the cows on the mountaintops watching the volcanoes or some shit getting milk.
Yeah, and like, dude, bro, I swear to God, one head of cabbage, bro, about one head of cabbage, like a decent size.
That'd
right?
be 25 dollars.
$5, bro.
Holy shit.
One, bro. Decent size. Not a big one. You know how they have those fucking monster head ones? A decent size, bro. $5.
That's insane, bro.
I was flipping shit, bro.
You must be selling your body on the street or some shit if you're living in Hawaii.
So it is. Cash.
How much does like shipping cost there?
For, like, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Amazon.
I'm probably a lot, though. Probably a lot.
Yeah. I'm thinking you might be able to order like bulk food and stuff.
I bet it
like
depends. Is the price of everything dependent on what island you're on? Or is it pretty much all the same?
They're pretty much all the same, honestly. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn.
So, like, where do you, you kind of went over where you saw yourself. Like, where do you want to be, like, 10 years now? Where do you see yourself in the future?
In 10 years from now, yeah. I see myself having a house and maybe one kid. Maybe one kid, yeah, and I have
maybe.
Maybe.
I kind of want to see your wife's expression about that.
Cause
I'm curious about it.
No, like, I'm the one that wants to have a kid. She doesn't want to have a kid.
No kids.
Yeah, so I just want to have one of my kids.
Just one, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just one. It's good. You know, spread the name, spread the life.
Yeah, like my genes need to get shared. Yeah. You feel me?
That's what we're
junior.
Destined to do. You know?
I'm one of a kind.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
Humans have to do.
Big Daddy Sinsies, you feel me?
We gotta do, you know.
And then hopefully in like 5 to 10 years, I graduate as a journeyman.
Okay.
In the union.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So my,
go ahead.
Sorry.
No.
Was it my uncle runs a carpentry business.
Oh,
does pretty well. It seems like hard work, but it definitely should pay off if you get into a union.
Yeah, 100%. I'm sure
you'll do more
that.
Like big. What's good about that, I feel like, because you could do that, right? You know, union, you're probably working on big projects and, you know, whatever your company gets you. But then at the same time, on the side, once you have that trade, you know, anyone that needs any work done in their house, you've got that right
you
there.
Could,
that's just straight cash,
you
know?
You could make a whole episode about that. About
that's
union.
Why they make a lot of money. My dad used to own his own construction company. He kind of got out of that. You know, as you get older, obviously, you don't really want to do physical work. But, yeah, he had, like, some of the craziest websites. Literally, like, I think he had 123walls.com. Like, you know, it's basic. But, like, imagine having that as, like, a domain. Like,
sure.
In Manhattan, like, a couple years ago when the internet wasn't as huge. It was more people looking stuff up. And, like, tons of money. Like, it was big back, like, in Manhattan and still is for people to put, like, partition walls up. Like, Dal, for your instance, like, you have roommates. Like, a lot of roommates, you get a $4,000 apartment. You split it with a couple roommates. It's not that much money, but you want to put up some walls. So my dad used to do some partition walls. You make easy hundreds of dollars a day doing that.
Yeah, that was
He did window washing.
That was my thing about,
like, that.
Especially after Trinity, if we have, like, a decent amount of members in the stream team that, you know, I can trust, I thought about, you know, like, maybe starting up, like, a house. You know what I mean? Like depending on where this goes.
That'd be sick, bro.
Yeah, like
absolutely.
Like in New York,
that'd be
or
awesome.
Cali or something. And like a like a big ass decent sized house that we rent
absolutely.
Or pay mortgage on, but then everybody pays for it.
Exactly. That'd
like,
be awesome,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. Like depending on what size room you have, depending like that.
Yeah, of course. That we can figure
out.
But either way, that'd be a dope idea, definitely. For sure.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. And even if, you know, whoever doesn't live there, but like I live close by, you know, New York, so it'd be sick, definitely.
We could make good content like YouTube and
absolutely
and shit like that, you know.
Yeah,
we could actually get into the stream team name.
That'd be a lot of fun. Could definitely have a lot more people
just hang it out and shit, you know,
like content and stuff too.
Yeah,
exactly. That'd be sick, definitely.
Yeah.
You got to do it. All right, Sandy. So anything like now? I know in the beginning we talked about worst experiences and stuff. What about like just like funny or just crazy like? Actually working this time now stories
Dude, I have so
like
many.
Like at bro. Your restaurant or like your workplace.
What's your favorite?
I have so
your,
many.
Yeah, your funniest one, best one.
Yeah.
So there's one where a guy proposed in our restaurant. Never thought that was gonna happen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, never thought that was just gonna
That's
happen.
That's weird.
Cause our place is like small, bro. Like, it's small.
Like a takeout place.
The most we can like fit is like 25 people, max. I think.
Yeah.
More 30.
That's a decent amount, I feel like.
Not 40.
There's it's no like 40. Five tables.
Like around like 25 to 35 people.
Damn, give or take. That bad,
depends
still,
how big
yeah,
people
either
are.
Way, it's just weird, like. Cause like I'm sure it wasn't like not that like to hit, but it was like a fancy restaurant, right? So he just like
yeah, it wasn't fancy.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
no,
yeah,
no.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like that's weird.
So yeah, somebody proposed in a restaurant. That was pretty crazy.
That's funny. That's actually
yeah.
cool.
And then
someone delivered birth in this restaurant.
No, and then
it slid out on the floor.
Dude, there's so many, bro. It was just I remember this one time we were so fucking busy, bro, and my uncle. It was a long time ago. It was my uncle, me, my brother, my sister, mom, dad, and then one or two more workers. And bro, we had tickets flying in the window, bro. My uncle looked, bro. He looked around and was like, "Fuck!" Like he was like he had his hat. Yeah, he had his hat and he didn't know what to do. Like. When you're in a situation like that, like, when you have, like, shit flying everywhere, like, food fucking, bro, it gets so chaotic that, I don't know, you can't really think at all sometimes,
yeah,
like, when it's like that. And then,
sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Both my roommates work at McDonald's, and the other week, the power went out for, like, a big chunk around here, and one of them, only their McDonald's was open for, like, rush hour. And they had like at least like 12 cars in the drive through the entire time he was working there. Like
oh
eight
God.
Straight hours. It was fucking awful.
Yo, some people I feel like I don't know, maybe you guys like know or I don't know. But like some people literally like live off of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like especially like big families like for cheap, you know what I'm saying? So like that's why like people go there like all the time.
For
like,
a while
crazy.
There I was ordering it because it was like the only place open in the morning when I would wake up and I'm like
Honestly,
yeah,
the
you
cholesterol.
Just get over it.
I want to see the cholesterol levels of all those people.
I know, right?
Oh, and also, another crazy story is when we were closing, my mom, I warned her. I was like, okay, look, when you post that we're closing, I want everybody to be fucking ready, okay? I need everybody on their fucking shit, okay? And then, my dad was like, yeah, don't worry. You know, I ordered all this, that, ordered everything. We should be fine. We're good. I was like, Dad, you sure you got to, like, triple or quadruple?
Well, just because people were going to be sad you were closing, so they're going to go there?
Yeah. So he was like, no, don't worry. We got it. Bro, oh, my God. It was probably, like, the craziest. The fuck? Bro, it was like I felt like we was the only one open the whole time.
Jesus.
I just was back in like August Shit. Of last year, so it was like when the pandemic, so we couldn't really have anybody sit down or anything, and we had to like have a mask on and like gloves and all that
on
top of how busy we were, bro. Oh my God, we probably sold out of. Let me calculate how many pounds.
Let me do calculating.
One case of. Probably like 400 pounds of chicken.
Oh my God.
In 2 days. I swear to God.
That's a lot.
I swear
chicken,
to God.
Bro.
It's a lot, bro. It's chicken thighs too. So it was like cut. And
Jesus.
It's not like a whole chicken. It's like chicken thighs. So it was like cut. And it's like kind of small, decent pieces. Oh my God, bro. It was so crazy. Like, there was this one point where it was so crazy. I just had to laugh. Because everybody was just running around doing nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, yeah, it was so crazy. Yeah. I would never forget that. But I'm happy we had a lot of support.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So like, if you in a couple words, if you had any advice for somebody who wanted to get into the restaurant business and cooking and stuff, what would you tell them?
Don't think it's easy. Like, it is probably like it sounds super easy, but it is probably the hardest thing to do.
Speech.
It's like the hardest thing to do because, I don't know, everything just gets stacked on each other so fast, like inventory, the amount of hours, and then some days is like super slow, so you overstock and you're like, fuck. And then, yeah, just go into the restaurant business thinking that, like, it ain't easy. Yeah. Like, it sounds like really nice to do. Like, even for me, like, I want to open my own shit sometimes. I always
just picture it, though, like that. Like, just the chef screaming at, like, the waiters and the waiters.
No, it's, bro.
Screaming and they're, like, running.
Oh, my God, bro. Because, like, if the waiter.
How do I help you guys today?
Like, for example, if the waiter, like, fucks up a writing or something and then the food is already cooking and then we have to, like, adjust the order, everything, like the whole flow in the back is like fucked already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like, everything is just like, you already see the order, okay, you get it ready and everything, and then if the waiter comes back and says, yo, I fucked up, supposed to be this way,
I fucked up, no lasagna,
bro, like people in the back is fucking mad.
Trey's little, like, his favorite food, his little lasagna, it's coming, like, out with Gordon, onions and shit on
it's
it.
Like, you know Gordon Ramsay when he gets fucking
with the
angry
idiot sandwich.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
that, bro.
Yeah, don't
it. Real shit like that.
Oh, poor Trey, he's not getting his little lasagna.
Fucking lamb sauce.
Yes, alright, where's
cucumbers,
my lamb sauce?
Oh,
where's the lamb sauce?
Alrighty, sadly that is all the time we have for today.
Baby, don't leave me. Baby, don't go. Well, this was a good episode. Food. Everyone's favorite food.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I
wait.
Love food.
How was
I
your
love
food?
Eating.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Before. Oh. I think we got time for that.
Okay, so I have chicken bites from Tapex. Ooh. I don't know if you guys
never
know tapioca.
Never heard of it. East Coast gang.
Yep. East Coast wax
West
gang.
Whoa.
And
whoa,
then
whoa,
I have.
Whoa.
Jollibee. You guys know what Jollibee is?
Nope.
No clue.
Is there just like a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, almost, yeah. But okay. Pretty good chicken. And then, yeah, that's about it. That's all I have. Oh, and this drink.
Oh, you got stuff from three different places?
No, two.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Is it good, though?
That's
it's
delicious,
really good.
Though.
It's a lemon icy with jelly.
Jeff, what are we
apple
doing
jelly
on this side of the fucking country?
Sorry, what?
What are we doing on this side of the country?
Yeah, come on West Coast, bro. Come on.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I am West Coast.
Oh, shit, what the hell?
I'm Washington.
Son of a bitch, bro.
Yeah. I'm top left.
He said I'm top left.
Top left.
Talking like war.
You gonna move over your best?
I don't know. It's just so, it's hard when you're from here. It's like, it's different.
No, I feel that.
Yeah. But maybe I mean, hopefully we get well off and I could just have some type of little property over there, you know.
That'd be nice.
Oh yeah.
Alright, cool. Senzi, thank you for coming on.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm sorry for cutting you. I just
that's all good. Senzi's also on the team, guys, on the stream team, so definitely check him out. Senzi's on Twitch.
Yep. What's your Twitch handle?
Senzi's.
It's just Senzi's? Twitch.tv/Senzi's. Nice.
Twitch.tv, yep. Jake.tv.
Senzi Sundays, you know?
Sundays,
even though it's Thursday.
Hey, right, it might guys be posted on Sunday. We don't know, okay?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Right?
Tomorrow. Fuck.
Nah, don't listen to him. Okay. Tuesdays and Fridays.
No, Tuesdays and Fridays.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
All right.
I like coming
out
of the rate of.
Okay. Yo, peace out, guys. Thank you very much for listening, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
peace.
Till next time.
Thanks for watching.
Next time. Yeah. Peace out, everybody.